You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. All right, I'm back with Tim Frey of Ignite Dispensary and Cigar, and we have a store right here in Hayward. You have other stores throughout the state. What are the other towns that you're in?
Spooner, Webb Lake, Superior, New Richmond, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, and Toma. And then we have one store way out in Bismarck, North Dakota, which is kind of a long story.
But then you also process your own product as well.
Correct, yes. So we have a extraction that happens in Minneapolis, and then we have a USDA-certified organic ISO 6 pharmaceutical-grade laboratory in Minneapolis with a biochemist on staff that we make all of our stuff in. And, you know, there's no rules and laws that say you have to be that good on this, but we pride ourselves on quality, and we're willing to give, you know, put in the time, effort, and money to put out a good quality product that people can trust.
Well, you almost need a biologist or a chemist to understand some of the nuances of what CBD is and then some of the other products that can come from it, such as Delta 9s or the Deltas that that I've been hearing about that are different products based off of CBD, or I don't know how that works.
So technically, a lot of people don't understand the difference between Delta 9 beverage, or like they think marijuana, THC. Yeah. Technically, it is the same chemical. It's just what plant it is derived from and how it's derived.
Really?
Okay. Yep. So then there's like distillate-based products where like oils, like gummies, distillate oil, you know?
Okay.
Everybody's like, oh, I took a gummy, I didn't feel anything for an hour. That's a distillate-based because it has to process through your organs.
Sure.
Then there's water soluble, which will hit your system about 20-30 minutes, and then there's water soluble nano, which is in all the beverages. That's when you're going to feel it in about 15 minutes. So Delta 9 is the same in marijuana as it is from hemp. It's just how it's derived and the concentrations and stuff.
So what's the difference then between a THC product and Delta 9 as far as the experience that a consumer would have with that?
Not really any difference, to be honest with you. No. In the hemp world, the shoulders have to get shaved off a little bit to stay under that 0.3 with the milligrams, but you're going to have the same feelings from it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was probably more of an artificial additive or something that made it that way, but it's really coming from the hemp product.
So it is coming from the hemp plant where they extract it and then bring it to from crude oil to full spectrum all the way to isolate, and they do a back conversion backwards. That's the chemistry that is involved in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is natural. It's just not like, you know, it's not the pure form that God put on this earth.
Sure.
You know.
So what do the Deltas offer that to a particular patient? I mean, it's a stronger level of, I can go to Michigan and buy a THC product. Well, what's the difference between that and a Delta product? And of course, the dosages between that, you have to watch
really
your milligrams.
There's really no difference. Hemp is going to be just a slight bit underneath of what a true marijuana one would be.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So in the CBD world, you've got like the let's call them the healthy cannabinoids. Okay.
Yeah.
You've got CBD, which is anti-inflammatory, CBG, which is going to aid sleep, CBC, which is is probably one of the most anti-cancerous cannabinoids out there. There's CBN, which is very good for sleep. And I mean, there's 113 of these, so we could just keep going and going and going. However,
I forgot about those different levels of CB,
it's
whatever.
Crazy, yep. And then you've got your Delta. But like Delta 9, I like to call the fun cannabinoid. That's the one you're going to have some fun with. It's going to help take the edge off a little bit there. You've got Delta 8, which is probably 70% as potent as Delta 9.
Okay. That's what I was getting to, is what these levels.
You know, Delta 8, you know, everybody, you know, so a lot of these states are like banning it. It's because they don't understand it. But every one of these cannabinoids or deltas serves a purpose. So like I said, Delta 9 is the fun cannabinoid. Delta 8 is really, really good for pain and sleep. THCV, that is in low doses, is really good for ADHD and appetite suppression. Which is really good. There's Delta 10, Delta 6A, 10A. There's THCP, THCO. You know, THCO is the one where you're talking about synthetic or whatever. That's the one that would be more considered the synthetic.
Okay.
The THCO. So that is actually stronger than Delta 9. But I can't tell you, I've helped out a few terminally ill cancer patients where they're at the end of their life.
Yeah.
And they've been able to stop taking the morphine and hit and take some THCO and live out the remainder of their days happy and not all messed up, if that makes sense. They can actually have a conversation with their family. Yep. So it's amazing in that regards.
With all these products, I mean, it's just as you're telling me all this stuff, it's like my mind is blowing up. Can someone come to the store and someone help them decide about
this?
That's
what we pride ourselves in, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of these non-reputable shops out there have no idea what they're talking about. They don't know what they can do. I actually do law enforcement education. So me and my marketing director, she actually created, and our education book is probably 2 inches thick now.
Wow.
Just going through all this stuff, you really have to immerse yourself in this to learn, like, what works for what, this, that, or the other. But again, don't get discouraged because it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Right, yeah.
One cannabinoid might work better for somebody than another one for this ailment and things like that. So you got to try these things. But all of our employees are trained by me or my marketing director personally. They have to go through this book. We test them regularly. I'll ask them other questions. And we can recommend specific products.
Like, so if someone came into the store and says, these are my ailments, what can help me?
Absolutely.
They're not going to upsell you to something that's stronger than you need. They're just going to get what you really need.
That is correct.
Well, Tim, thank you so much.
Absolutely, sir.
you're an encyclopedia of all these products, and it's just amazing. So,
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much. Anytime you want to chat, let me know.
All right, we'll do. Thank you.
Thank you.